Milwaukee faces an uphill battle when it comes to replacing all the lead pipes that carry city water into residents' homes. Last week, hundreds of families picked up free filters to tide them over until the city devises a permanent fix. The math is hard to dismiss. 70,000 properties are serviced by bad pipes, and the initial infusion of filters addresses only a small fraction, about 3%. While Milwaukee has been working for years to remove lead paint from old homes, the focus on lead water pipes only recently popped into public consciousness after the people of Flint, Michigan found their system laden with lead. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz found families here who don't want to wait because their children's development is at stake.
Kosciuszko Community Center on South 7th Street buzzed inside and out last week as an overflow crowd spilled into the evening chill. Yet people waited patiently at the water filter pickup that 16th Street Community Health Centers coordinated.
Hey folks, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Barely 1 hour in, staffer Kevin Engstrom delivered the disappointing news. All of the units were claimed.
We're hoping in 2017 we will be able... We'll call you.
100 families penciled their names on the waiting list. Inside, Terry Grogan just made the cut.
Came over tonight after work and fortunately got the next to the last filter.
The father of three is concerned.
Our kids, they're adopted from foster care, and so when they came to us, they were being tested for lead.
Initially, their youngest child's levels were high. The new filter will bring some peace of mind.
We do our drinking water mostly through the refrigerator, which is filtered, but when I do water for cooking, I just run it out of the tap, usually, and never thought about it, I don't think.
He hadn't thought much about the old pipes bringing water into his home from the city main, that they're made of lead, and as they deteriorate, bits of lead can mix with the water. And lead can cause developmental disabilities in children. 16th Street staffer Carmen Reinmond thinks about the vulnerable people who left the filter line empty-handed.
And it feels bad that I had to turn away a pregnant woman, but I got her contact number, so I'm going to be visiting her.
16th Street was already tracking over 1,200 families for lead exposure in neighborhoods where old houses can be riddled with risks. The agency helps families figure out how to deal with old chipping lead paint and lead that makes its way into the soil. Now, staff has reserved a few dozen water filters to distribute during home visits.
Yes,
Alejandra Hernandez takes one along as she visits Mariela Magana on South 11th for the first time. The youngest of her six children had tested high for lead exposure. Magana provides a tour of the 116-year-old house, which her husband is remodeling whenever he finds a free hour. Hernandez points to cracking crocodile skin lead paint in the upstairs windows and advises the mom, especially when it comes to her kids under age six,
to make sure that when they're making changes in the home, to keep them away from lead dust, from any dust, to make sure that the cleanup's done properly. If they're cleaning up some dust, to wipe it off with something wet, not dry, a wet rag, not a dry rag.
The quiet Magana says she was already aware of the risks of water.
Well, I buy water to drink, so.
You've always bought bottled water?
Yes.
So do you use that bottled water for cooking and everything?
Yes.
Magana says the new water filter will save her family money and ease her mind. She's juggling to keep her kids as healthy as possible. The city of Milwaukee plans another wave of filter distribution in 2017, while crews will replace lead lines leading into licensed daycare centers. The city also estimates changing out about 300 residential lead lines next year when ruptures occur. That measure is tied to a controversial proposal. It would require property owners to replace their lead pipes whenever a leak springs on either their side or the city portion of the water line. The cost is estimated at $1,600. A common council vote is expected next week. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.